All right, so you all have got the two sheets. The reason that's important to notice the tones and how they work is that there's basically 6 minutes of time that you can do your chakra balance. A 6 minute chakra balance is plenty, and that'll give you plenty of time to get through. After 6 minutes, the fifth level, the G note, will play for 10 minutes. That's the time when you want to be doing the actual healing work. You want to be at the site, ready to go. So within 6 minutes, you get your chakra balance done, and then you go to the site, and you're going to then have 10 minutes of time. It may not take that long. It may take 2-3 minutes, but you'll have 10 minutes. If it takes longer, 10 minutes of holding your field like that is difficult. And so if the surgery takes that long, if the healing takes that long, you want to have the support. So we give you the support there, and then there's going to be 6 more minutes of after the healing of weaving the field and then closing, life purpose and soul levels sort of integrate that into their lives. So however long it takes to get it done, there's time for them to lay on the table after that. Remember, when we're doing this type of healing work, there's going to be a longer recuperation period. Okay? You're not going to just pull them off the table. This is a much more heavy duty type of a healing. They're going to go a lot deeper in when you do this work. Okay? So this healing is done anytime somebody has a specific issue in their body. Something, Lisa's has volunteered her gallbladder. It's too bad that Sandy didn't make it today, because we could have worked on her stone, removed her stone. We're not like Filipino psychic surgeons. There's nothing going to come out of the body. All right.
I think you should pull some spaghetti out of my
My experience, a small animal.
Yeah.
My experience of this is that the surgeons come in and they will mend. They can mend anywhere where there's been a surgery site. If there's been a surgery that has never had this done on it. If you've got any surgery site that you've never had any real work done on, let the surgeons go in. They can remove scar tissue. They can make sure things are well balanced. They can, they will do a lot of different things.
Well,
you got to get up. What's that? All right. So the things that you are going to use this for are more acute issues. So if you have an acute problem, someone's got, they have a thyroid issue, something that they would normally get surgery for, or they've had a surgery, they've had any kind of surgery in the body. Remember, the knife cuts through all of the layers of the field, including the first level. And so the surgeons will work at every layer of the field. They'll come through and they will heal those layers of the field from any type of surgery. If there's a major accident, broken bones, they're great with broken bones. Healing, mending, putting plates in. They'll put energetic plates in to support things. They have all of the toys. They're the best equipped surgeons you'll meet. So this is a healing that you use you don't want to use it before they've done a number of other healings with you. You want to get them really used to energy before you do this, because this is a huge jolt. This is a very powerful energy, and people, you don't want to just say, oh boy, you've got a gallbladder thing, here, let me do this healing on you, for the first time.
Yeah, don't do this one at your kitchen table.
Right.
My guides often work, when my surgical guides come in, they often work like on a really like nano scale. You know, they're working like cellular or sometimes even DNA. Like level I can feel them working. I can't do it. I can't see it. I don't even know what they're doing. I'm just like watching them, you know, or feeling that it's happening. But that's mine work. Yours ever work that way, like micro level?
Yeah, I mean, but my primary experience with the guides is that they're going to be working on first chakra. You know, they're really going to be working on the actual physical. This is one healing where you're actually working on the physical things, whether it be the nano or whether it just be the you know, there's, you know, anything in the body that you would normally say that we need to scope that. Somebody's knee, you know, there's, you know, if they need, you know, their meniscus is torn, there are things like that. These are things that these healings will perpetuate healing. And so my experience is that in some cases they will actually reorder things in the body, recreate. Because remember, the fifth level of the field is, and I know we've talked about this before, the fifth level of the field is the template of the field. So it's the vibrational template of the field. It's this dark blue lines that everything forms around. Okay, so every organ you have, every bone you have, every cell you have, everything that makes you up physically is literally formed on a template. There's an energetic template that's in there. When you cut the template, you know, like you've done at the mesh, just the basic mesh levels, so you get to the fifth level, there's that blue-purple mesh. Well, just picture that mesh is everything in your body, every hair, every you know, your eyes, ears, every piece of you is being created energetically. The intention to be solid and be real is an intention. It's at that fifth level. So these surgeons work at that fifth level. They literally can reorder that template so that you then your body recreates itself over time. It starts drawing a different type of energy. If you have a chronic issue or an organ that's not functioning, or heart issues or valve issues or anything like that, digestive issues, ulcers, any of those types of things are where the template has torn. Just like at the, you know, as we talk about the solid layers of the field when we're doing the seven levels healing, those meshes have torn. And so they can't create a healthy cell. They can't create a healthy organ. You had a question?
Yeah, I've got polio deep in my brain. Is that kind of thing, and they can't approach it? Is that kind of thing amenable to this? Is it dangerous?
Is polio a virus? It's a viral thing?
Yeah, I got it when I was a baby.
Yeah.
And what is it?
There's injury from it in mm-hmm. there, and they can't do anything. They can't reach it without killing it.
Oh, totally. That would be, yes. Any damage to the, you know, this is where they'll, you know, they can go in and they can support anything that has been taken out of its natural state.
But the fact that it's chronic for 50 years.
Won't matter. They'll go in and they'll, you know,
instead
they're going to redo
bladder,
the.
How about a little liposuction?
I'd like some enhancement.
Some. All right, we're not insured for that. All right, so now. I don't need them. All right. All right. So this healing is actually quite simple in its structure. So I'm just going to go. Lisa's going
to
lay down. Yes. No, cancer is, energetically, cancer is just a really dumb, you know, like most parasites, it's a really dumb energy system. It eventually, it wants to have its own life. It says, I'm going to be alive, I'm going to live, I'm going to, and cancer has this amazing cloaking device, which tells the body it's a baby, not a cancer, and so the body feeds it. It's a beautiful, energetic cloaking device that it has. And so what you need to be doing with cancers is taking that husk, this illusion around it, away from it. And so there's a cancer healing, which we don't teach you. We'll probably teach you, maybe we'll do as a graduate class on cancer work, but where you need to raise the vibration of the cancer to the point where the body sees it. What the cancer does is it creates it, it surrounds it, and makes it and makes the body perceive it as a first chakra, like a baby that's being and literally the body sends all the same type of nutrients to it that it would send a baby. And so what you need, so yes, you can use this, and the psychic surgeons will go in and they'll reorder the area and they will make it visible to the body. But it also, there's also at the really sort of base physical level, cancers have literally a husk. And that's why people, they can have a cancer removed from their body, but there's an energetic holding place for that because there was also an emotional issue around it. And that emotional issue is actually a solid structure. And so often, that's why when people have a cancer removed from their body, they need to do regular healings. Often they'll do healings for about 3 or 4 months because it makes them feel better, and then they stop. But the cancer recurs at about 9 to 12 months. So it's really important that they get regular healings to keep the area balanced. And something like this, where there was any type of surgery in there, the healing work, this type of psychic spiritual surgery, can remove those structures, those energy structures, that those templates that were holding that there for this person. Because remember, cancers come into your life just like some people, which we might call, you know, draining parasites, to wake you up to your power, to what you're capable of, and to come back into balance. It's not there by mistake. And so there's a structure for that. And so this type of surgery can certainly remove those structures as well. So if you've had any type of a surgery or problem, or you've had to have a cancer removed, skin cancers, all that sort of stuff, this is a very powerful healing to do to remove its chances of returning and to recreate a template where the body comes back into strength and energy around that, just like we do, like we said, the mesh. We're basically recreating a mesh for that organ or that part of the body that is now healthy and vibrant. Okay? Any questions?
Does fashion make it spread because you're removing it energetically?
You're not, yeah. And reality is you're not doing anything. And what'll happen if somebody has not had a cancer removed, let's say you're working with it, first of all, as a healer, if you're working with cancer, make sure that you can feel it first. Make sure you can notice, what is it? Where is it? How does it feel? What's its personality? Every illness has a personality. Cancers especially have a personality. And so you want to really feel that, recognize that, recognize it as an entity that is separate from this person, just like the ego. When we deal with your defense, we have to deal with it as part of your life because it's running most of what's happening in your life right now, and it may kill you. But we have to honor it, figure it out, look at it, you know, dig into it, understand it, feel it, you know, listen to you talk about it. We need to understand it so we can help you then recognize that it's not you. And the problem with cancers is that people can't tell the difference between them and the cancer. The cancer becomes who they are, and especially if it becomes a long-term chronic issue, their identity gets wrapped around the cancer too, so it's even harder to remove. So it's important that when you're working, you know, with a cancer, this is a great healing for that. Rosemarie was she did a lot of research on cancer. She was, and her basic point was that just the chakra balance alone is one of the best cancer healings, because you want to energize the body and bring it into balance. The specific ways that you raise the vibration of the cancer so the body can see it and send the white blood cells, because it sends them red blood cells. It doesn't send white blood cells because it doesn't see it as a problem. When you raise its vibration and all of a sudden it becomes visible to the body says, kill that thing. And then people go into these amazing remissions. So this is this healing is more around the surgeons will go in and really start removing anything that holds it in the body, anything that holds it in the energetic field at all. And then if a surgeon goes in and then takes it out, the likelihood of it returning is far less. Okay, so this type of work is very powerful along those lines. Okay? Sure. Yeah, absolutely, because arthritis is just build up on the... Yeah. Yeah.
What about a broken heart?
A heart attack, yes, this is not... This is... the heart hold is the broken heart, you know, where you're just... You're holding both the physical and the emotional level of it. Okay? Yeah, no, this is more... This is mechanics. You know, don't be... We're not... The surgeons are not... You just think about it. These guys are surgeons. How much emotion do surgeons have? How much do they care? Zero. They are specialists at structure. And so this healing is a structural healing. It's specific to fixing a broken part. Okay? Something that's out of control or something that needs to be removed or remended. Anything like that. So think about in your life things that you've had. You know, knee issues, if you've had any surgery sites, you pick them, okay?
More than one or just one side at a time?
One, yeah, only one side at a time. Right, okay.
Can you work on the kidneys from the front, or do they have to be faced out?
No, you can work on the kidneys from the front. It's fine. If you have a face cradle, it's better to work them from the back. You can work on anything from the front. The surgeons are going to go right through. They're going to go right in. And you're basically kind of like we do when we're doing the remember the past life is where you hold the fourth level of the field, which is the astral plane, and that opens up a doorway to the fourth level. Well, what you're doing right now is at the fifth level, you're holding that fifth level incredibly powerfully, and that opens up a doorway for them to literally come through you, and you will feel them coming through your arms. And sometimes it'll feel really weird because they'll be bringing instruments in, whatever they need, cords, electricity, whatever they need, they'll bring in, and you will literally feel, they'll be reaching through your arms, but they'll also be bringing whatever tools they need with them. So it's this will stretch whatever you've learned so far in healing work. This will stretch your belief systems even further. Okay?
And how much do you tell your client on the
healing? About what you tell them about all the other healings. We're going to be doing a great healing today.
Relax.
Totally working on that. What's that issue you have? Oh, gallbladder. This one's a gallbladder healing. That's all they need to know. And then how do they feel before, after? That's what's important. Okay, any other questions before we start? All right, the healing is very simple. You're going to be doing a chakra balance.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Not unless there's some sort of a circulation issue. They can work with the arteries. They can work. I mean, if that's what causes. Yeah, I don't know. I would stick with something more solid than that. I mean, you can certainly let them go in and see if they can find something. Yeah. She asked if a migraine headache would be something, and not unless there's something specifically that you know is causing it, some sort of a constriction, or if someone's had, a stroke or something that then's causing that, then you wouldn't want to go in. After a stroke, you'd want to go in and really have them work with the arteries. Yes. Blow to the head. Yeah. I mean, if you've, yeah. Okay. So the question was, what if you had a fall that then triggered the migraines? Well, yes, that would be something, some sort of damage there that they may need to go in. There might be some scar tissue in there that's causing that. Yes, that would be okay. Yeah. Primarily, the healing for migraines is having sex or an orgasm of some kind. It's just too much thinking. If there is a physical connection, this healing could work with it, but you're much better off just holding their feet, you know, and have them think happy thoughts. Okay? All right, so any other questions before we start? All right, yes? Yep. If you don't have anything for surgical removal, you've never had a accident or a broken bone in your life. Oh, so there you go. Just have them work on any old injury. You know, is any place where you have arthritis is usually where you had an injury site. You know, and that's a good thing for them to work on. If you have any arthritis, anything like that is a good. That's a good place to work. Okay. Vision. Yeah, great on eyes, folks. Eye doctors. You have any issues with your eyes? Eyes are great as well. So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's worth a try. Hell. They'll do what they can do. But yeah, I mean you might have eye surgeons and regular, you know, general surgeons. She asked about macular degeneration in the eyes, and the answer is yeah, absolutely. If you've got something that the body is beginning basically anytime anything in form that's going out of form or having a problem is coming off the fifth level template. That template has been modified for some reason. The DNA has said, no, we're going to be doing it this way, and the template goes along with that. Yeah. A cough. Unless there's something specific that you're worried about. I mean, pneumonia, you know, they could be removing, huh? But there's no, I mean, would you go to a surgeon for asthma is the question. Something you would go to a surgeon for, something, you know, or that you should have gone to a surgeon for.
Or if you just went to a surgeon for,
yes. Is everybody, any other questions?